here's a little retail roundup for you. Biggie, have you noticed this yet? Roku is doing something. I have a Roku TV. You have one?
Yep. Love it.
I do too. I like Roku TV. They've started doing something.
That's not a brand, right? That's a service.
No, it's a brand. Well, it's a streaming brand, like a stream. It started as kind of like a streaming, a way to stream.
So you buy a little box and it becomes, yeah. It's kind of like a Fire Stick, but it's called Roku.
And now TVs are built. Certain TVs are built like with Roku's already in them.
They're called Roku TV. You can get that. Like I have one from Walmart. We have a lot of televisions. All right.
Yeah, you do.
Look, one of my non-negotiables is full disclosure. We have a lot of televisions.
You're TV people. Your wife admitted it.
We're TV
in
people.
A moment of clarity a couple years ago.
Correct. One or two of ours are Roku TV with the Roku built right in. Either way, if you're using Roku as your platform, they're doing something. They're testing something that when you turn on the television, now your home screen comes up. You know how that happens. So it says Roku, and then you pick, do you want to be, you know, do you want to stream Netflix or Prime or whatever it is, or go to your YouTube TV, whatever. There's all those boxes on the screen. Well, before any of that happens now, they're testing autoplay ads. So before you can watch television, there's a 30-second ad. Happened to me for the first time last night. They're starting with a Moana 2 trailer. So when I turned on the Roku TV last night, a trailer for Moana 2 aired, and I couldn't do anything about it. Biggie's shaking his head. People are pushing back on this, saying, hey, look, I pay a service. I pay.
Yeah, I had that same thing, and I thought I hit a button.
Me too.
Because I was like,
what's going on?
What's this?
Hit the Moana button?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hit the Moana. What's the Moana button?
Let me ask you this. Would you be angrier if it was a Subway commercial or State Farm?
Yes.
Because at least Moana is entertainment. It is something that you could watch on that device.
It was on Apple TV Plus. You know, one of the, as I say, download Apple TV Plus to watch Moana 2. And then they
right
show
now.
The quick trailer, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. But I was ready to watch Sex and the City. And, you know, it's like, come on.
A man's ready. He's ready.
Yeah. Come on. You know, a man's ready to watch Sex and the City. Ready to watch, come on now. I didn't like it. A lot of people are pushing back saying, that's it. I'm out. You've put ads before I can even get to my shows.
Yeah, well, the thing is, there's always ads if you look on a Roku screen. I mean, they're always pushing something, but it's not directly pushed to you as soon as you turn it on.
It's not a video.
I mean, it's not a video. Yeah, you'll see little ads down in the corner for shows and movies and things, but it's never,
now
it is. Soon as you turn it on, you're like, whoa, stop. I didn't ask for you to play.
Are people going to stop using that service?
Well, so they say. I mean, that's what a lot of people say.
No, I'll put up with it. I'm going to complain, but I love Roku.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
I'll complain, but I will keep it.
I'll say, hey, I don't like this, but I'll just keep on watching.
A spokesperson says,
eat it.
Pretty much. What you going to do?
A spokesperson said, eat it. Where you going to go? What you going to do?
That's where we are with things now. We just complain, and they go, eat it, and we go, we will.
I'm eating it. I eat it and watch Sex and the City.
I don't like Moana 2. Cool.
What are you going to do about it?
What you going to do, bitch?
Eat it.
You know what? Here's a preview.
What's up?
Yeah.
We're going to wear you down. You will watch Moana 2.
Next
we
week.
We know you.
Next week, real life Lilo and Stitch trailer. Get ready. I don't like Lilo and Stitch.
Eat it.
Oh, well. Boo-hoo. What are you going to do? You going to go get a new streaming device?
No.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're not going to do anything.
We are the most do nothing.
You're going to choke down Roku, and that's it.
We complain into the void and do nothing.
Oh, we love it to complain.
I screamed into the void because I was pushing every button. You can't get off it. Once it starts, you're like, what's going on? I can't get to my show.
Honey.
You know, I could not get to
kids.
My show. It was very, very upsetting.
Help your father.
Speaking of eating it, this is Retail Roundup. KFC has come out with a new product. Maybe Shea should weigh in on this. It'll be white hot on this one. Mashed potato poppers for a limited time. They are fried mashed potato bites. So they're round balls of mashed potatoes that are deep fried. You can choose to dunk them because you get a dunk it bucket with, so you get your dunk it bucket includes 6 mashed potato poppers, tenders if you'd like, and fries. That's the whole bucket worth. And you can dip into different sauces, warm gravy, honey barbecue, honey mustard, sweet and sour, buffalo ranch, or mystery.
How much extra if you order the fried mashed potatoes, the fried chicken fingers, to fry the whole bucket? and just eat the whole thing.
The whole bucket is set.
Make the bucket edible.
The whole
bucket. At this point,
oh, the
why
bucket
not?
Itself.
Eat the freaking bucket.
Eat the bucket.
I'm surprised they haven't because that would be a KFC thing to do.
Make it out of chicken skin.
Yeah.
Eat the bucket.
Fry it.
What a great idea. Make it out of a tough, extra crispy chicken skin and put the potatoes and everything
biscuit.
In
biscuit.
Yes.
Come on, KFC.
That's great retail.
And I like how they just don't care anymore. They're not even naming their sauces. What kind of sauce is this? I don't know. It's a mystery. It's not his,
is what does it taste like?
It could be.
You tell me.
Is it a secret sauce? Oh, yeah. It's secret, all right. What is it exactly? I can't say.
We're not telling nobody nothing about this. Yeah.
Has anyone else? Now, this is good. Maybe B.B. Shea is the person to ask. Has anyone else deep fried mashed potatoes before?
I'm sure. I mean, this is just they got the. Sure,
well, wait a minute. Now
this.
Hold it. Now, how many restaurants have mashed potatoes that would other than your, you know, like cafeteria style places?
Yeah, like the Cracker Barrel has mashed potatoes,
right, but they're not going to deep fry.
Deep frying them.
Well, so I bet they might.
I don't think so. I think you're talking about KFC. Who else has mashed potatoes?
All your chicken places do.
So churches,
does Popeyes?
Yeah,
well, Chick-fil-A does it.
Popeyes does. I'm thinking like fried chicken on the bone.
Bojangles does not.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
they have mashed potatoes.
I thought they had mashed potatoes. I gotta look this up.
I don't think so. I think they have dirty rice and they stop.
They love dirty rice. I love that.
They stop right there at dirty rice. I don't believe
they had mashed potatoes.
I don't think they do. Yeah, you know more about it than I do, but I don't think they do.
Yeah, Bojangles mashed potatoes.
They do have it.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
I don't think many places have deep fried mashed potatoes. I think KFC may be the first nationwide brand to do that.
Well, the first thing we deep fried was macaroni and cheese. Once you do that, you can deep fry anything.
Have you had that? I've never had it.
Oh, yeah. That's a very popular appetizer. I mean, not at restaurants you eat at, but where normal people eat.
deep fried
macaroni.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. You roll it up in a ball.
Yeah.
And you coat it and drop it in and deep fry it.
Yeah. So it looks like a little fritter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But the inside is mac and cheese. Is there a Dunkin' bucket? Is there a dipping sauce?
I'm looking at the Dunkin'
ranch. Probably ranch.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Dunkin' bucket here.
No, I'm talking about for the macaroni and cheese. What would you dunk that in?
Ranch. People use ranch. That's what it normally comes with. Or a side of a marinara sauce as well.
It's a good product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like to occasionally teach you all how the common man eats. I'll have some sashimi.
Yep. Okay, they're doing that at KFC, to let you know. And we'll get B.B. Shea's thoughts on this when he comes in. He'll be in here shortly.
He may be one of those guys. I don't know if KFC's already introduced it, but oftentimes you'll say, hey, such and such is doing a new sandwich. And he's like, yeah, I had it last week.
He does that.
I mean, he is cutting edge when it comes
he
to
is.
Food.
It's true.
B.B. Shea, I'm talking about.
I will say that the familiarity I have with Bojangles is my daughter loves it, and we're at the 5-year anniversary now, almost exactly, of the COVID PSA that I did. Remember, I did a public service announcement. We are 5 years now from the beginning of the pandemic, and I keep seeing like all the time, like, remember 5 years ago, this happened on this date. You know, somebody, they canceled the NBA, and this, like, the date they made that video that was so cringy with all the celebrities singing.
Imagine.
Oh, one of my favorites. That's where I feel like celebrity culture turned.
They really turned. Everybody turned on them.
That was where everyone was like, you know what? You are not in touch with us.
Was that Gal Gadot?
She started
it. I don't think she's still recovered, really.
People do think of that when they, and you know, when I saw it, here's how I saw it was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Everybody was like, shut the F.
Well, because
up.
It was like, oh, you got to stay home. It was like, you have the money to stay home. I got bills to pay.
Yeah. This was my public service announcement. Now, it had nothing to do with Bojangles, unfortunately.
Just timing of the television ad schedule.
I had to tell everybody to stay home for the holidays.
Together. It's what we all want to be for the holidays. But it's even more important to be healthy. Practice social distancing. To stay safe, we must stand strong together.
If it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
That was the worst product placement.
I love it still.
It's just coincidence. Mm-hmm.
I was so serious. That's my serious voice. Together.
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 Together. What?
You must social distance unless there's chicken. Get your family together for the holidays.
More important to be healthy. Practice social distancing. To stay safe, we must stand strong together.
Mm-hmm. Get you a bucket of chicken. Go see your family.
You know, they did that like every time it aired. Every time mine aired together.
Yeah.
It's like they knew. They had no respect.
No respect.
Zero.